Breaking news in the world of Miami Dolphins football. Headline, Chris Greer does it again. What just happened, folks? The Miami Dolphins have officially traded a 2023 third-round pick and Hunter Long. For those of you who don't know Hunter Long, I'm not going to blame you. Third tight end, kind of, sort of. To the Los Angeles Rams in return for Jalen Ramsey. What's this mean? This means next year the Miami Dolphins are going to line up with Xavier Howard on one side and Jalen Ramsey on the other. And they're going to be backed by Javon Holland and Brandon Jones. And in the middle, you're going to have the undrafted gem. You know, Ireland used to talk about acorns. The acorn of all acorns, Kader Kohou, who stepped up and had a hell of a year. And Nick Needham coming back from injury. So that back end of this defense just got really scary really fast. And as you move forward, you get Bradley Chubb, Jalen Phillips, the way he was coming on, Christian Wilkins in the middle of this thing, along with Sealer. And I'm just saying, Vic Fangio has a lot of toys to play with. And I'm telling you, Dolphin fans, I am absolutely ecstatic about it. You know, with this team now, some will say Ramsey had a bad year. He was down, whatever. Look, I'll take Jalen Ramsey at 80% over probably, you know, the top half, if not more, cornerbacks in this league. Pairing them together is going to be phenomenal. Okay, now what do we do? It's not even free agency yet. It's funny, people don't notice it when I say Greer being Greer. As of last week, the Miami Dolphins were $19 million over the salary cap. Then they end up almost $30 under it. Because people understand and know something special is happening. Tyreek Hill restructured his deal. Teron Armstead restructured his deal. All we do now in free agency, we still got money. I'm looking at you, Kareem Hunt. I'm looking at you, Joe Mixon. The weather is beautiful in South Florida. You should come on down. Hey, this could be an unbelievable year for the Miami Dolphins. The pieces are in place. I don't want to take the step to put pressure on QB1 any more than he has. But look, this one's on him. If he's healthy and plays to his just his abilities, nothing superstarish, just be Tua, then this team with Tyreek Hill, Jalen Waddle, adding in one of the running backs that are a deep pool of that, and, you know, then maybe this also means that there's a chance that Gesicki comes back. I don't know. I'd love to see if we find a way to help him there. All in all, it's a happy day in Miami. It's a good day to be a Finn fan. And to all the free agents out there, come on in. The water's fine, boys. Fins up.